Hello and welcome to the Boob Lady blog. My name's Sophie Burrows and I'm an IBCLC. I've recorded these blogs in audio and written formats to help them become as accessible as possible to as many people as possible. So, on with the blog. What do you need to breastfeed? Supply list time. Or is it? While pregnant, you may be thinking, what could you possibly need to help with your breastfeeding aims? You Google search things like, which breastfeeding pillow is best and what breastfeeding supplies do I need? I expect you're here for the ultimate lowdown on best products out there. After all, that's what we do. We research an investment and then often buy what we determine is the best option. I urge you to think, what would cavewoman do when considering buying any products related to infant feeding? Remember also, babies are huge money makers in terms of advertising for products to sell. We have baby shows for that very reason. What you truly need to breastfeed is an understanding of how breastfeeding works. I could use this space to explain that, but what you would find more valuable is searching out information about that if you want to read and learn about how breastfeeding works. There is an excellent resource to read through, La Leche League breastfeeding information, and I've linked to it in the blog. Source out where the skilled support for breastfeeding is and link up with it before your bundle of exhausting joy arrives, if you can. Using the services of an IBCLC and following as many of them on social media as you can will help you to begin to learn about the process of breastfeeding. Many IBCLCs will do a pre-baby antenatal breastfeeding session. Most will excitedly jump at the chance of supporting you to understand how things work. That's our whole job after all. And what things to be cautious of, and help you identify any potential issues before your baby comes that other services often wouldn't have thought to check on. For this blog, I asked my personal Facebook for their thoughts. The fun thing about being in the lactation world is that you get some amazing link-ups. It means the following comments are excellent and truly true from mothers who have experienced the tough side and the not-so-tough side of breastfeeding. You might be a little bit surprised at their answers. Charlotte, patience and comfy clothes. Tours, accurate knowledge and support from someone fully trained in breastfeeding and a breastfeeding helpline number. Stephanie, a block on Amazon for 3 a.m. purchases. This is a personal favourite response. Also note here that your prolactin levels are higher around the early hours of the morning, so you tend to produce a healthy volume of milk around this time, hence why you and every other mother in town are awake feeding in the early hours, and Amazon is rolling in the pounds. Janelle, an IBCLC, not a need, but good to have a fund available as a contingency. Pamela, a baby. Becky, patience, self-belief, and support from your village. Sarah, a sling, so you can still be part of things. Catherine, boobs and a working pituitary gland. Lizzie, milk ducts? Mim, help straight after the birth, continuing for the next few days. Claire, self-belief and determination. Mummy friends that will listen but not deter. Tessa, flexible goals, skilled support, cake. So true. Caroline, learning your baby's cues and habits, being flexible. And this doesn't mean yoga type of flexible. Patience and understanding, you both can make mistakes. The willingness to ask for help when you need support or advice. A thick skin. Elaine, truly understanding how breastfeeding works and newborn behaviour. Annie, confidence. Believe in your body and trust your instincts. There are some useful interjections of insulated coffee travel mugs and water bottles you can open with one hand too. So, yes, there are a few things you can buy that will help, but perhaps not quite what you expected. In fact, what you should think when you search for your list of goodies to buy for breastfeeding is yourself. And it doesn't have to be a brand new type of gadget that's going to be your saviour. Especially not a breastfeeding pillow. If you want a pillow, go for it. But remember that babies grow and pillows don't. And using the what would cavewoman do question here, well, she wouldn't use a cushion because you don't really need one. There are circumstances where perhaps one is useful, but most of the time they are not, and your baby would be better suited with your body leaned back, taking their weight, rather than your arms and a pillow, especially when your baby grows and all the angles are a bit off with regards to the pillow. Often mothers of multiples find breastfeeding pillows are helpful in the early days, but again, not essential. High value items like breastfeeding chairs are also not really necessary, but maybe part of your whole decor idea. So yeah, I get it. If you're excited, get one and can afford it. Get it. But a comfy place is as good as any. And you don't want to be stuck in one place solely breastfeeding a baby. It can get very boring and lonely. Also, be wary of products touted to you as ones that will solve breastfeeding problems like pain and supply. Nipple creams are often at times, are useful at times, but not truly essential. And there have been a number of instances where being allergic has happened and it's made things much worse for the mother. You can also get lots of different supplements that say they will create an abundant supply of milk. Try them if you like, but don't be overly stuck on the idea that they will make everything better. Skilled support does that. A total understanding of how it all works does that. Breastfeeding is not a magic pill-taking thing. It's a biological process that requires a pituitary gland, as Catherine said above, and effective milk removal. So, to summarise, you don't need a 5-star review type blog of gadgets to buy to breastfeed. You want 5-star skilled support, a hot drink every now and then, and ask a question. What would cavewoman do? My blog disclaimer. I use the word mother and other types of word like this within my work. This truly doesn't mean I exclusively see those who birth as mothers or female only. I am accepting and welcome the use of all other terminology and try to give a neutral tone throughout my work. I acknowledge I have much to learn in this area, but I'm accepting of any identity of human, including those who wish to give human milk to their human baby. Chest feeding is a term I fully accept and respect. My mission in life, and therefore my work, is to help others feed their babies human milk, hopefully from their birth parent, and sometimes from another human milk donor, to allow that parent to meet their goals. Nourishing a human infant can take many forms. I will support all of those forms to the best of my ability. My blogs and work are written with this in mind, but I accept I use mother, etc. often. And I'm sorry if this in any way causes dysphoria. I have dyslexia, and writing in itself is quite an exceptional effort for me. Punctuation is even harder. It can take me twice as long than others without my disability to write a working sentence, especially if I cannot spell a word and have to change a sentence entirely for it to work. This means deviating from wording, and it at times can be mind-boggling for me. I welcome your discussion with me, and thank you for your understanding.